This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A grueling, bitterly fought U.S. presidential campaign comes to a close on Tuesday. Tens of millions of voters are heading to polling places across the country to help decide whether to keep Republican incumbent President Donald Trump as the American leader for the next 4 years or oust him in favor of the Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. More than 97 million people have already cast early ballots, more than two-thirds of the entire vote count of nearly 139 million in the 2016 election. Many voters are voting early to avoid exposure to crowds and possible infection by the coronavirus. The total 2020 vote count by some estimates could reach a U.S. record of 150 million or more, but with state-by-state laws controlling how soon the absentee votes can be counted, the outcome of the election may not be known for days, depending on how close the contest turns out to be. In some areas, the pre-election atmosphere is tense. In some cities, including New York City and Washington, D.C., some merchants have boarded up their storefronts to prevent potential damage and looting in case violence erupts. At least two people have died after a gunman opened fire in Vienna, Austria, near the city's main synagogue. One of the two dead is believed to be an attacker. Witnesses said several shots were fired in Austria's capital city shortly after 8 p.m. local time. On Monday, Austrian broadcaster ORF said 15 people are being treated in hospitals for injuries sustained in the attack. Seven of those are believed to be seriously injured. Austria's interior ministry has called the shooting an apparent terrorist attack and warned that one of the attackers may still be at large. This is VOA News.